The fleet includes 6 Proterra Catalyst FC Plus buses that will speed by one of the transit centers every 10 minutes. Park City Public Works Director Blake Fonsbeck was introduced to the technology just 3 years ago. He finds it hard to believe that Park City today has become Utah's first all-electric bus express route.
This is an exciting day, and all I can say is inside, I'm just going, wow.
Park City has one of the nation's most ambitious climate targets to have a net zero carbon footprint for its municipal operations by 2022 and a community-wide net zero carbon footprint by 2032. To do that, he says, a paradigm shift will have to happen. As Councilmember Nan Worrell noted, the city is doing what it can to make it easier for people to get out of their cars and on the bus.
By having these faster and more efficient buses, it's going to be easier for Park City commuters to choose to take public transportation instead of getting into a single occupancy vehicle. As we all know, the more folks that we can get on buses, thank you for all riding the bus, the less congestion we're going to have on our roads.
Summit County Councilmember Kim Carson said there's more work to do. Now we need to educate our local businesses and the resorts so that their employees and visitors know about the transit improvements and that they don't need a car to get around Park City. Rob Simmons, the Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Energy Development, thanked Park City and Summit County for their leadership, saying it was a milestone for Utah history and indicative of the governor's quest to become a global hub of innovation.
Park City is an ideal place to have these electric buses. As people come here from across the world, they get to see the commitment of the communities of Summit County and Park City, and also of Utah, this commitment to innovation and commitment to finding solutions for our air quality and commitment to advancing these critical projects.
The CEO of Proterra, the bus manufacturer Ryan Popple, said it was an historic moment for his company as well. This was the fastest and largest deployment, he said, from concept to being on the road in the company's history.
This was faster start to finish than a traditional diesel bus deployment, which typically takes 12 to 18 months from order to delivery. So this was a great experience for us, and we want more agencies to move with the intent that Park City did.
And he gave some of that credit to his 10-year-old daughter, Mimi.
She is very fond of skiing and snowboarding and doing summer camps in Park City, and the last time we rode the Park City Transit bus fleet, which is an awesome system, fare-free, best way to get to the mountains. Naomi, who is not shy, she asked the bus driver as she was getting off the diesel bus, why isn't this an electric bus? And, you know, I have to talk about electric buses a lot, and when I'm on vacation, just trying to spend a few days of downtime, you know, I'm trying to avoid the electric bus conversation. But for Naomi, she confronted this Park City bus driver as to, you know, why wouldn't you drive an electric bus? And the bus driver was really, really nice about it. He basically told her, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The new electric express buses will run 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and midnight. Park City continues to work with UDOT to add express bus lanes to both State Route 224 and 248 and to implement traffic signal priorities. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.